SBI Media with Andrea Burchard and Justin Fritz, Top of the Rockies, putting together quite an event at Thanksgiving in Alpine. It's essentially those who, if they don't have a Thanksgiving meal, they're welcome to come in and join you. Is that right, Andrea?
Yes. If you don't have the means to make your own Thanksgiving dinner, or if you just don't want to make Thanksgiving dinner, or if you don't want to do all the dishes, or if you don't have any family, this is really a community event and everyone is welcome for any reason to join us.
Justin, you want to weigh in there? You help with Top of the Rockies too?
Yeah, and I want to give credit to Pam and Bill Callahan as well. They started the Alpine Thanksgiving dinner many, many, many years ago. Top of the Rockies took it over when they retired. We took it over about 10 years ago and have grown the event quite exponentially since.
Give me an idea how many people are served in this event, Andrea.
Well, last year we served 175, but for context, in 2017 we served 85. So it's grown considerably over the years.
Okay. We also do deliveries to people stuck at work. There are quite a few businesses open here on Thanksgiving.
How about that? If they're working Thanksgiving, we'll
bring them a meal. Yep. And we also deliver to the elderly and shut-ins. And if the roads are bad and you don't want to drive, we'll deliver to you.
So this is a very kind of long, detailed day, it sounds like.
Very much so. I mean, we'll be there at 8 a.m. until 9 p.m.
So where do people come? If they fit into those categories you just described, Andrea, where do they come and about what time?
So we host the dinner at the Don Wooden Civic Center in Alpine. The doors open at 2. Dinner is served at 3. We will have all the important football games playing on the TVs.
Okay, so you won't miss out on that.
You won't miss out on your games.
Are you one of the servers, Justin?
I am. And one of the cooks and the chief bottle washer, I believe.
You all just jump in wherever you can.
Absolutely.
We put a sign-up sheet out to the club, and everybody signs up to make something different. Sometimes we have community members that pitch in, and then we just all work together to make it happen.
About how many people, again, how many people serving? And
it probably takes about 25 or 30 of us to put on this event.
What time do you start?
Today.
Today.
Yeah. Dinner is served at 3, but we will start distributing food to everybody to prepare next week.
Today being the 17th, as we talked to you here on the recording. We asked you about, you have some major donors that step up and help make this happen?
Yeah, this year the Brolhams and Alpine really stepped up, and they are donating hams, turkeys, and potatoes, sweet potatoes and mash both. They're really helping us out.
Okay.
Very generous.
Anything either one of you want to add as we close out here?
If anybody needs a delivery, contact the Alpine Town Hall and they'll put a list together for us to deliver to you. And also thank you to our local firefighters. They're helping with the deliveries this year.
Okay, Andrew.
If you would like to make a donation to the food bank,
on behalf of the
Thanksgiving dinner, that's great. Last year, we ended up making a cash donation of $1,400. Through various ways that we raised funds, and then you can also just bring food items.
Okay. Andrea Burchard, Justin Fritz, Top of the Rockies Snowmobile Club, putting on the Thanksgiving dinner in Alpine. This is Dan Dockstetter, SBI Media.